Welcome back to The Locker. I'm John Moore, and today we are talking about cleanses and detoxes. First question, are they good for you? Are they bad for you? What you won't find out today is, which one should you do? That's not what we're talking about. We're just trying to get you to think about which one you need to go research to find out to do if you decide to do it. So we're going to give a little bit of information on what to look for when you're doing a detox. So first of all, if you've never done a detox or a cleanse before, you need to start off slowly. They can actually be very dangerous. If you jump into one of these full-fledged, take all the bad stuff out of your body and kick it and go crazy with it, it can mess you up. So you'll want to go slow. Start off with a very light one. You can even ask your doctor if they recommend one. Google everything. Then if you find one, do the research on that one and check it all out. Ask people that have done it. Try to find other people that have done these cleanses to make sure that it's not something that will destroy your insides. Because we talk about all the time eating healthy and whole food, which is not always easy or the case. So we put so much stuff in our bodies that are not real and not natural and whole food. Unless you're buying every single piece of item that you put in your mouth and eat, then you may not know 100% if it's whole food. So there could be some processed stuff going on, which means at some point you're probably going to want to look at doing a cleanse. One of the ways to tell if you need to do a cleanse is if you eat, or even when you're not really eating, you kind of feel bloated and full all the time. And you're just like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. It just doesn't feel good. That's a good sign that you probably need to do a cleanse. So I think in one of our very first videos, I asked a question. I wasn't asking. I was just saying these are the questions we ask. But I'm going to ask the question now. So you have to ask yourself, how many times a week do you go to the bathroom? Not a topic that people want to talk about, but it's important. Let me just explain how your body's supposed to work. If you don't fall in this category, you probably have a little something going on that you need to take care of. So this is the way your body is kind of designed to work. You eat a meal. Your body processes through all of the stuff. It goes through the system. It does everything. Pulls all the nutrients out. Makes your body happy. And then it eliminates everything it didn't need, which means you go to the bathroom. So after every meal, you are technically, within a very short window of time, supposed to go to the bathroom. That's part of the process that your body goes through. If you're not doing that, then you might have some issues going on. So it's going to be crazy. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, I worked with someone before that said they go once or twice a week. Not a good thing. If it's not coming out, it's staying in here, right? And here's something you didn't know. You can Google this and find it. You'll find the research. But the average human, not all, but the average middle ground human can carry up to 20 pounds of waste in their system. So if you do a cleanse that's a good one, you will lose weight and you won't have changed anything, right? Because you're not losing fat. You're losing stuff that doesn't need to be there. So some of the things to look for, just go for small, slow, steady steps. Like, what can you put in your body that will help you naturally get things moving, right? I'm not talking like go to the store and buy X-Lax and all that stuff. That's not what I mean. I'm talking natural things that work with your body and your system to get things working correctly that can potentially grab the stuff that's sitting there and pull it out, right? There are some hefty duty ones out there that will literally feel like it's ripping it out. And you don't necessarily want that. If you're used to doing light cleanses, you might be able to handle that. But you want to start off lighter and just ease into it. So again, we're not telling you which one to do or that you should do it, but something to think about. Because if you're just feeling kind of not all happy all the time, you might want to look into doing a cleanse. So here's what we forgot to ask people. If you are doing cleanses or you've done them in the past and you found a really good one, feel free to comment down here and tell others what you've done and just put a link. And then, you know, we're not trying to push any agenda on anybody, but feel free to share a link and let them go do the research themselves, right? So here's one thing we don't want. If you see a link and you do not like the one that they did, that's fine, but don't comment on it. let the people do the research and find out what it is, because what works for one person may not work for another, and vice versa. If it works for you, doesn't work here, doesn't work for you, work there, whatever. Everybody needs to find out what works for them. So there you have it. We are talking cleanses and detoxes. Should you or should you not? Are they good? Are they bad? Which one should you do? Should you do? Whatever, right? All right, so here's what you need to do. Comment down below. We also want to know, what do you want us to be talking about? We have a slew of topics that we can talk about, but we want to know what you want to hear. If there's something specific, health, wellness, or fitness related, send us a message. We will be glad to talk about it if we know anything about it. Or we'll bring in a guest and have them talk about it for you, because you don't want to hear us talking all the time, I'm sure. And you'll see Kristen more soon, too. She'll be right back. You know, she's just doing her thing today. So I'm here. And we want you to get educated. Remember, we don't want to tell you what to do, except think and make sure you're making the right choices for you. All right? So you know what to do. See ya. Did you know that you could help sponsor our podcast for as little as 99 cents a month? Yep, that would be amazing if you decided to do that. But we're still cool if you want to listen to it for free. We just want everybody to hear our information.